tell me a little bit about the protest that happened in Rancho Cucamonga today against the Bush visit?
Yeah, it was really a really an awesome protest. As you can tell, I'm a little hoarse from chanting a lot. It was a militant protest. There was about 500, 600 people there from all communities. It was really hot, too, and so the fact that people came out and protested against Bush and the war was really awesome. People were really happy about the protest that came.
Were there any counter-protesters?
There were some pro-Bush supporters. There were a fewer in number, but there were Bush supporters, and there were a few of them, a couple hundred or something.
Uh-huh.
They had a Confederate flag with them, which people thought was really pretty disgusting. And actually, the police not only came out with more aggression against the anti-war protesters than they did the Bush protesters. At a couple points, they attacked the anti-war protesters to get them back on the street, but also they were giving out jaywalking tickets to only the anti-war protesters. I think something like 40 or 50 people got jaywalking tickets. It's just kind of an attempt at a scare tactic from the police there.
Were there any arrests?
I didn't see any arrests. I heard there might have been one or two arrests, but I didn't see any myself.
Okay. But otherwise, it was peaceful?
Yeah, it was a peaceful protest. People were really militant, though, you know? It was, people are really feeling...
Hello? John?
Yes, I cut off.
Yeah. Thanks for calling back.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, so that's great. Anything more about the protest that you think I should report?
Well, no, just the people seemed really excited about the big anti-war demonstrations coming up on September 24th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the one here in Los Angeles is going to be at 12 noon at Olympic and Broadway. Again, that's Saturday, September 24th. And, I mean, people, I just got a big rush of energy. People know that Bush's approval is way down, and people are turning against the war, and they're tired of his lies. And there's just a lot of movement going on right now in the anti-war movement, which is a very good sign, and we should take advantage of it. And you know, we should take to the streets.
Mm-hmm.
As many people as possible should take to the streets on September 24th, and let's end this war.
Did you see any other examples of police harassment besides the ticketing?
No, I didn't. They were very menacing, though. They were, like, making fun of anti-war protesters, trying to, like, laugh in our face. But we responded with militant chants of, you know, impeach Bush and George Bush war criminal and stuff like that and stop the war. So,
What police force was this that you were dealing with?
You know, it was the Rancho Cucamonga police and I believe San Bernardino sheriffs.
Okay.
It's in San Bernardino County.
Mm-hmm. Was it a local group of people that had come out to protest? How would you describe the crowd of anti-war protesters?
Very diverse. Mm-hmm. Lots of young people, lots of students, older people too. It seems like a few of the unions mobilized. There was also a very diverse crowd. I mean, I think people came from all over Los Angeles to protest Bush. I mean, it really is significant that at 1 p.m. in Rancho Cucamonga, where it had to be over 100 degrees, I'm not really kidding about that, it was really hot,
mm-hmm.
that many people came out, you know, on a Monday. I know there were people who came up and told me they got off work because they just had to be here and stuff.
That's impressive. Did anybody get anywhere near the motorcade or get a chance to see the president?
The motorcade heard us. We were very close to it. We were on the street. The motorcade came down the street and turned left and went very far away from the demonstrators. The police had an entire block cordoned off.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what time the president arrived?
Yeah, he arrived roughly around 2 o'clock.
And left at?
Not sure.
Okay. And do you know where his itinerary, where it's believed he's going to San Diego?
Yes. We hear that he's going to be at the Coronado Hotel this weekend. Not this weekend, but tonight at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And that there will be a protest. And I'm not sure about 6 p.m.
Okay.
But there is a vigil planned outside of Coronado Hotel.
Okay. And that's in San Diego?
Yes.
And so that's for activists in San Diego and people that want to come out?
Yeah, the Coronado Hotel is on Coronado Island.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you very much for taking time to talk to me, John.
No problem.